So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Crafts. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioner. I have a couple of questions. Are there any studies that follow smelt population by the zones as we've delineated in Maine?
Yeah, we've not from a study perspective, through our scientific observations, citizen science observations, we're dealing with that zone by zone. And that gives us kind of the best information around presence absence. Just because of constraints, budget constraints, we've not been able to do assessments like we would like to do, but we are certainly, what we're observing is our declines from New Hampshire to the Canadian border, not nearly as bad in Hancock and Washington County, though, where there is still a good strong runs in some places, but in even some places in those areas, the runs are gone or severely diminished.
Thank you. May I follow up? Would the department be opposed to any increase in the zone 3 take?
I'd want to have conversations with science staff on that. And if we did, I would not want to see it in statute, because that changes our ability to quickly react to decline. So I would want to make sure it continues to be in rule, but I'd be happy for the work session. Possibly I can get Mike Brown to attend, our scientist who is involved in that smelt work. And we could have conversations about whether that would be good to take out to rulemaking to gather input from that perspective.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Representative Landry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Patrick. How far upriver do the smelts run, say in the Kennebec? Where's the demarcation point between freshwater?
They'll go, now they'll go all the way to Waterville, to the Lockwood Dam. I mean, they go as far as the dam,
okay.
You know, and unless there is a lot of gradient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You say rainbow smelt. There's different kinds of smelt.
The freshwater, freshwater landlocked rainbow smelt and anadromous rainbow smelt.
Okay.
Like landlocked salmon, Atlantic salmon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they only stay in salt water, and that's
the anadromous version, the coastal version is anadromous, lives its life cycle predominantly in the salt water, returns to the freshwater to spawn.
Okay. So the ones, if I was fishing up in the West Branch of the Penobscot way up in there, that would be a different type of.
That is a landlocked rainbow smelt.
And under different regulations than we're discussing.
Exactly. IF&W regulations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That which is referenced in the amendment from Senator Moore.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Dill and then Representative Strout.
Typically, are the landlocked much smaller than the ocean run?
Yeah, almost by half. And Representative Davis thinks he's got a hard time with a meal of anadromous, which can get a mess of freshwater once. Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just to clarify, I don't know the dates. I go by the peepers peeping. So I'm glad to see that's usually after March 15th when I go, but during the rest of the year. So you can, when you're on the ice, you can take as many as you want. It's not the 2-quart.
In zone 3, yes.
In zone 3. Yep. So it's only, and wherever else you can find them, it doesn't matter. Just this time period, it's only the 2.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and what we've observed in zone 1 and 2, whether it's a commercial smelt camp or a private smelt camp, it's usually there are a lot of people going, 2 to 6 people, depending on the size of a camp. This is through the ice, and they can get a good mess of smelts to share and have a good feed and even put some up. Certainly, as Representative Davis said, an individual getting 2 quarts, it's a good meal, but it's not going to be several meals beyond that. But hopefully people are going to go more than once. So there is that. This is a daily limit. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You had enough of me.
I guess for now.
I take the hard ones. Dieter's going to have the easy ones later.
Anyone else in the room who would like to testify in opposition to this bill? And we're still okay online. And anyone in this room who would like to testify neither for nor against this bill?